In the American West, there's no more historic rose than the Rose of the Pioneers, which can be found throughout Park City's Old Town, as well as along the Oregon Trail. Park City landscape gardener Maria Barnt says that while it's likely not native, the Harrison Rose has done extremely well here.
I don't know if they're native or not. I'm pretty sure someone brought them here. They're a Harrison's yellow rose. There's also an Austrian copper. You know, you see the orange one. But the yellow Harrison's rose, that's the one that you see dominant around town in some of the old town neighborhoods. You know, we see them like right about now. I remember on Crescent Tramway, there's a nice big yellow bush up there. And, you know, sometimes up on Empire, you see it. Sometimes up there on Woodside and Norfolk. We have some over at the cemetery also.
She thinks the rose bushes got their start just like the lilac bushes and plum trees did, because residents would take cuttings from friends and replant them in their yards. The roses do well and survive with little water and care.
That's something that's a real drought-tolerant type of rose, and they really don't need a lot of care, just a little bit of pruning back once in a while, but they do so well here.
For those who remember, the rose bushes today aren't nearly as prolific as they used to be in Old Town. Some of that may have to do with the fact that the bushes are uprooted when the old miner homes are being remodeled and expanded, and the few remaining lots have been developed on. Because the roses tend to bloom just before the 4th of July, they were a favorite of Park City's rugby club, the Muckers. Alamo Dave Mueller, who along with Corky Foster helped start the rugby club back in the 1970s, says the yellow rose is significant.
When Corky and I were considering an emblem or a seal for the rugby club, we wanted to create a patch that we could put on our uniform and use as kind of a logo for the club. It is traditional in England. The white roses are traditional for the English rugby club. So naturally, you know, we kind of juxtaposed the symbol to fit our circumstances and the fact that we didn't have any white roses in Park City. We had yellow ones. And since yellow was part of our jersey color, it worked out real well.
Every 4th of July, before the parade, Mucker players would pluck off the blooms and then toss them, mostly to the women who were lined along the parade route from atop the Mucker bus.
In earlier years, we walked the route of the parade, and then once we had the rugby bus, then we'd fill up several containers full of rose blossoms, throw them off the top of the rugby bus crowd. It was fun. It was just something to do, and like you say, people did identify the roses with the rugby club, although we had absolutely nothing to do with planting them to begin with. They were there.
The Harrison Rose only blooms once a season, but it's always quite a show, and that show's happening now. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.